Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
And I don't know if you've seen women's workout clothes, but it's not clothes. It's like they spray paint it on, or it's like extra skin or something. My wife's like, I'm going to the gym. I'm like, really, honey, and that? You're going to wear that? Why don't you wear the bullshit you go to sleep in? Why don't you wear...
No, she's not going to wear the BS she go to sleep in, because she's trying to get attention from other men. It's that simple, and she got to compete with the other women in there. Now, if she's a married woman, she has no business doing any of this. I mean, I get it. Everyone wants to feel wanted from time to time, and maybe she ain't feeling that from her husband because he worked too much, trying to take care of his family and be a decent human being, be a good man. No good deed go unpunished. So trying to be a good man backfire most of the time in this society. But yeah, you go to the gym. You dress like a 304. Next thing you know, you're getting plowed by some guy in the back of a Honda. And let me guess, you conveniently forgot to tell him that you were married. Not that he would have cared anyway. Chad don't give a damn. And guess what? Your husband don't find out unless you want him to find out. Tell that B she could work out in the basement. F all that going to the gym with minimal clothing on.
I wanted to know more so why I was at the bottom. I'm very strong. I have a lot going for myself. Yeah. I am a catch. I bring the whole table.
No, man. No. No. 30 plus year old women. Talking about I got a lot going on for myself and I'm the table and all that. They just don't get it. That guys don't care about what you got going for yourself. What do that have to do with you being a sweet, feminine, nurturing woman to me? And submitting to my manhood. Nothing. Actually, it's the reason why you're not going to be a feminine, sweet, submissive woman. Because you feel like you could do that thing for yourself. So why do you got to submit to a man when, you know, you got your own money?
I'm not bowing down. I don't feel like, you know, you have to cater to a man and, oh, because I'm older.
Girl, what?
Why should I treat a man like he's a prize when I pay my own bills?
Many women think a man's only value is his paycheck. If a woman always talking about what you can and can't do for her and how much money you make and are you planning on advancing in your career, like she just keep talking about things that relate back to money, just keep it moving. She don't like you for you. She like you for what you could potentially do for her.
The nature of woman is knowing how to move the masculine, move him into action, move him into lust, move him into deeper heartfelt presence, and often...
Put your boobies away when you're trying to kick game. I mean, men like to see boobies. But men also would take you a lot more serious if they can't see your jugs. Because most guys watching this video, they not trying to hear a dang thing you talking about. Most guys watching this right now probably couldn't tell me what color your hair is.
Move him into chaos. We already well know the feminine is so powerful that she can haul a man into the depths of the ocean, leaving him stranded without ship or anchor to bring him back safely to shore if he is not rooted in steadiness, clarity, calmness, and the stillness that true masculinity embodies when in the presence of feminine energy.
Okay, the way you keep that steadiness and calmness and that level-headedness is to not give a woman your heart. Love her with your mind, not your heart. When you love her with your heart, you lose all that. You know, you can care for her and be like, yeah, she cool chick. I like her. Hopefully it'll work out. But all that head over heels in love stuff, yeah, you're going to get screwed over every time.
But here's the thing, my loves. No woman, no matter how powerful, can sway a man who is truly rooted in his own power. For a man who is completely aligned and embodied in his masculinity, the impact of female manipulation or sexual prowess has little to no effect in swaying him into behaving or acting in ways that are not in alignment with his highest good.
Right. It's when you get to a point as a man, or really when you become a man, when the power of the P is powerless against you. You're not a man until the power of the P is powerless against you. Remember that, fellas.